I was at home preparing to come into work. We had votes at 9 o'clock, which of course is UK 8 o'clock time. And I heard on the news, the BBC news, that there'd been an explosion at the airport. And, I mean, we're quite a long way away from the airport, and I set off and came to work. I live about 200 yards away from Melbeck Station, so I hadn't realised how close I was. So came into the Parliament, and we've been voting in Environment Committee this morning, and as things were unfolding, everybody was watching, trying to vote, and also watching their mobile phones to see the latest updates. So we started the meeting with a minute's silence for those at the airport.
And what's been sort of the reaction of people in the building and from what you can tell, the people in the city?
Well, the city is very quiet. There are helicopters going over and we can hear sirens, but the Parliament is a very big building and, you know, we feel safe inside here. The security has been enhanced over the last, since the Paris attacks. So it is a much harder building to get into, which we grumble about on days, but today we're very pleased that we have got that increased security. But business has to go on. We have, as I say, we had the environment meeting this morning. I have meetings tomorrow. We'll have to see, you know, these are the times, it's very difficult. You have to leave this to the professionals. Just keep calm and keep doing what you have to do, and trust that the professionals are doing what they can to make life safe for us.
Obviously, we have been hearing that there have been loss of lives in the airport explosions. How do you think Brussels will sort of come together and react to what has happened?
Well, I think everybody, I think especially something like an airport that we go through quite regularly, a lot of people use it as a very busy airport, big international airport. Everybody sort of has probably been there and you think, oh gosh, you know, it could have been me there. And so there is that feeling of I suppose it's human compassion, you know, that could have been me. And you feel desperately sorry for the ones that were the people standing there at the time. And I think with any of us, you just have to deal with it and carry on with your life and not let the terrorists win. And that is the hardest thing, because if everybody starts changing their behaviour, then they've started to win. And we mustn't let that happen. My thoughts go out to all those who've been affected by this. And, you know, and huge thanks to those people that rushed to help. You know, I think we worry about the people who are hurt and damaged and, you know, the hospitals all go into action. But there are a lot of people that run into these sort of events to go and help people. And I think we should be thankful for them.